Well, just a couple weeks after she appeared on this program as an Earth Day panel participant, Liesl Clark is back with us, this time in her capacity as president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, which happens to be hosting its fifth annual member meeting at the Kellogg Center on the campus of Michigan State University. Liesl, always good to have you on the program.
Great. Happy to be here.
Most people have an annual meeting, and it's business, and it's boring. You folks aren't doing it that way. I mean, you've got a major program and conference going on here. Let our listeners know what's going on today.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say it's not boring, because we do have a tendency to get into the policy and technology, and sometimes I worry that it can be boring, but it's not, certainly not to this audience. So we do our annual member meeting as a day-long event, and we have a variety of panels on the latest topics and what we think are the most interesting trends in the advanced energy industry. So just a couple of highlights from today. Our opening discussion with President and COO of DTE Electric, Trevor Lauer, and the Chairman of the Public Service Commission, Sally Talberg, to kick it off. We're joined by Valerie Brader from the Michigan Agency for Energy, who's being interviewed by one of our board members, Brian Pageau from Midwest Energy Group, over lunch. And then we'll have a legislative panel later in the day. But, you know, we are really excited to bring out a variety of different themes, such as the convergence of the mobility sector with the electricity sector, and also the incredible increase in demand from corporate purchasers and cities and communities for renewable energy.
Well, thanks to your hospitality and thanks to the help of your very capable Liz Boyd, who's just a star in communications. We're going to be interviewing three of your panelists later on in this program. But let's back up just a second. You call yourself at the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council the business voice of advanced energy in Michigan. A little bit more about work of EIBC.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So the Energy Innovation Business Council is nearly 100 businesses engaged in advanced energy here in Michigan, and we cut across the advanced energy spectrum, which I think is the most interesting thing about our organization. We seek to bring together all these different perspectives and give all of them more weight, but you'll find businesses in our membership who are large and who are small. You'll find businesses in our membership who do manufacturing, who do development, and then they cut across technology. So we've got geothermal, biomass, wind, solar, energy waste reduction, demand response, peak shaving. So really a variety of different technologies coming together to have a stronger voice at the Capitol.
And from your conference last year and this year, I mean, a major component of this, a major draw, is the networking and the sharing of ideas of people from the different sectors that you just mentioned.
Yeah, we really take that very important. We think it's really critical that there is business-to-business opportunity to engage. From the list this year to the list last year, we've grown by about 50 participants, so we're close to 200 today, which we're really excited about. And then another important aspect to the attendee list is it's probably about 75% businesses, probably about 25% policymakers or policy influencers. So the full Public Service Commission is here. We're really privileged to have their attendance, and thank all three of them for that, and then a variety of Public Service Commission staff, legislators, et cetera.
Well, nice segue, because you mentioned legislative staff. You've got some representatives and senators here as well. But the energy legislation that was passed in December to much hoopla and a lot of bipartisan support, I mean, what is that energy legislation going to mean to the business owners or the consumers who are listening to our interview?
So a big component of that energy legislation is showing that Michigan is open for business to the clean energy industry. And that's the big takeaway for us, is that bipartisan majorities in the House and in the Senate, because of the decreasing cost of renewable energy, have made a commitment to a clean energy future for Michigan. So that's really important. The other thing that's really important is the integrated resource planning component. So there's lots of fancy words, but basically it's making sure that we are making strategic investments. And one of the things we like to say at EIBC is we don't want to predict the future. We want to enable the future. And we're really hoping that this planning process will do that.
In terms of the future, I know one thing you're going to focus on besides policy, the whole issue of the infrastructure, the grid, the things that we need to do in Michigan to make sure that we have, as Trevor Lauer might say, a flawless grid.
Yeah, so a lot of different things happening at the state level and the federal level are really shining a light on our infrastructure. And we talked about this a bit a couple weeks ago when I was with you. But the grid is another piece of it. So the grid is a really important component of modern economy, and it's a very big accomplishment. However, it has not seen the type of investment that it's needed to see over the past couple of decades. And so, you know, it certainly is tree trimming and certainly is some of those real functional pieces, but it's also smart controls and smart sensors and things like that that are going to enable us to get to the grid of the future that handles both supply and demand.
Lisa, I did ask you this at the roundtable, but I'll ask you again. I mean, what are you most optimistic about when you look at Michigan's energy future?
So this is going to sound a little funny because we look at market forces, we look at technology, and then we look at policy measures. But one of the things that I take away from this day is the collaboration. I think that we're going to be better and we're going to handle change better when there are lots of different parties at the table, parties with diverse interests. And I'm hearing a lot about collaboration when we are talking so much these days about change and about the rapid speed of change and how do we all keep up with it together. We'll only do that if we've got great collaboration.
Well, we're very pleased to be here, Lisa. An event hosted by the Business Voice of Advanced Energy in Michigan. That would be the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. I've been talking with Liesl Clark. She is the president of EIBC. Liesl, thanks so much for being on Greening of the Great Lakes.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Thanks for joining us.